I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The parents of slain 17-year-old German exchange student Darren Day-Day entered a Missoula courtroom today to applause from an audience, but they expressed only sadness as they gave emotional statements through an interpreter for a judge to consider during Marcus Karma's sentencing on February 11th. On Wednesday, a jury found Karma guilty of deliberate homicide in the April 27th killing of their son. The 30-year-old Karma, who didn't testify during the murder trial, gave a tearful apology to the family.
I never intended to hurt someone that night. It was a terrible time for me and my family. We were so scared. No one was supposed to get hurt or killed. I can't even imagine the pain you feel.
Prosecutors requested that the Day-Day family be allowed to give their statement early so they could fly back to Germany. Karma unsuccessfully tried to use the Castle Doctrine to justify his use of deadly force after shooting Darren Day-Day in his garage late at night. Karma's lawyers say they plan to appeal the verdict. An advocacy group has petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to reintroduce grizzly bears into the Selway Bitterroot area of Idaho and Montana. The Center for Biological Diversity said Thursday that it hopes to revive a stalled recovery plan for the animals that was finalized in 2000. The group says having bears in the Selway Bitterroot would help connect grizzlies in Yellowstone National Park with other populations of the animals in Montana and Idaho. It says the 16-million-acre area could support 300 to 600 bears. An earlier petition from the group called for grizzly recovery areas across a 7-state area. Stay tuned for more news from the Karma trial coming up later on Montana Public Radio.